One.
That's right. Thanks, Jim. It is now... Hey, listen, Cinema Arts Center, first of all, great, great, great place. And you want to check it out right there in Huntington. And we're going to be giving away some tickets to see the legendary DJ Kool Herc, the founder of hip hop, in about 1 hour from now. But right now it's 6 p.m. in Stony Brook, and it's a Tuesday night. And of course, that can only mean one thing. It's time for Off the Wall.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hi.
We are in a train. Actually, we're in between cars of a train. And no, that's not as dangerous as it sounds. Although, I do see a sign here that says standing in vestibule not permitted, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're on the Canadian. The Canadian is the name of the train that goes from Vancouver to Toronto and back. And we are going from Vancouver to Toronto, but we're not coming back. And we've been on this train now for about 2 days. That's, what day? Today's Thursday. We got on the train Tuesday night, so we've had two nights on the train. And unlike the Amtrak voyage that we took, this is one train. We took four trains to get from New York to Seattle, but now we're taking one train to get all the way back. Well, not all the way back to New York, but back to Toronto. And it's been an amazing experience, as we knew it would be. I've never been on a Canadian train before. It's called Via Rail, V-I-A, and that's the National Train Company of Canada.
Yeah, it really is distinct, too. There's a lot of small differences, a lot of somewhat big differences, and everything in between.
Hello,
Dan. How you doing? Sure. Yes. The other issue with standing in the vestibule is that lots of people will be passing back and forth.
But you meet a lot of interesting people, and I think, just like with Amtrak, the variety is really the magic of the train ride. So what's similar is the meals. Meals are sort of a specific time, and as we've said in the past, you don't really have assigned seating, but you're assigned a seat just randomly as you show up. You do get to reserve from a couple slots they offer you, and then at that point they choose where you'll sit, and you end up meeting really, really interesting people.
You're talking about it at mealtime. You sit at a table for four. Carol and I usually sit on the same side, and we talk with two people on the other side, and we've met all kinds of interesting people, as you said. But as far as where we sit on the train, there's a number of different options. First of all, there's coach, which is I guess it's the first car. Well, the first car is a baggage car. There's a dog in there, but there's baggage too. The dog's not running around free. He's in a crate of some sort, but he's barking. That's how we know there's a dog in there. And there's two locomotives in front of that. After the baggage car is the only coach car, coach being where you sit like in a normal train, just in chairs.
You might call it business class, but it's... it looks a little cramped. I don't know. Those people don't look like they're as comfortable as some of the other guests.
Well, there's a reason for that. They're not as comfortable because they don't have places to sleep. And this is a four-day trip.
Yeah, so people end up being a bit sprawled, a bit stretched out, trying to find their own comfort zone.
A bit resentful. There's a class system at work here. But definitely, hold on.
Oh, yeah, we got traffic.
Sorry.
was another guest, and also one of the attendants bringing a bag. There's a stop coming up.
Yes, we're about to enter Winnipeg, and apparently Winnipeg is where the staff changes, the crew changes. So you get a crew from Vancouver to Winnipeg, and then you get what's known as the Winnipeg crew, and they take you to Toronto. So we're already all comfortable in the train. They're the newcomers. They get initiated to our customs, our ways, our demands. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see how they deal with us, because we already know where everything is. And, well, I guess they do too, because they've already done this a number of times before. But it's going to be us pretty much showing them the ropes.
Well, and we've had the service with the other crew to compare against.
Uh-huh.
And so if they come in and don't sort of meet the same quality, I guess the threat is we might say something, we'll have some complaints or some comment cards directed their way.
But to continue with the way things are laid out, I don't know exactly how many cards there are, but there are a number of what they call domed observation cards. In fact, there was one that we had for a little while up in the front that wasn't being used, and they left that one behind somewhere in British Columbia. There are, I think, three of those. Three where you can go upstairs and basically just look on top of the train. It's really cool. You feel like you're riding on top of the train, and there's glass all around. There's a dining car, which is where we have our meals three times a day. And then we're staying in one of the sleeping cars that has curtains that come down. They're basically the seats in the daytime, and some magic takes place where they convert them into beds, and we have an upper berth and a lower berth. That's actually the cheapest kind of bedding that you can get. That's what we're in. But there are a number of other levels that really look impressive. Small rooms, and then there are bigger rooms. There are rooms with doors, doorbells, and peepholes on this train. And Kyle, maybe you could explain what this train is like as far as structurally, historically, how it's different from Amtrak.
Well, that's the other really interesting thing, is that from the outside you wouldn't be able to tell that almost every car is different from the next because of the different classes of service and different types of arrangements you could set yourself up with. The outside of these cars is all metal, and it's actually a specific type of metal. It's stainless steel. Really, really high quality stuff, and it tends to last for a really, really long time. These particular cars, I believe, were assembled and brought into service in the mid-50s of last century.
I asked one of the crew members at the beginning what year the cars were built. He said 1952. We later met a gentleman named Tom from New Jersey. Tom from New Jersey is the epitome of a train buff, and knows everything about Canadian Rail, American Rail. It's incredible. And he corrected that number. He said 1954, and they were put in service in 1955. Whatever it is, these cars have been around for a long time, and they are awesome. They are just the epitome of comfort and style, and they just look really, really good.
Yeah. So that shell, the overall skeleton of these particular train cars, is really robust and thus serviceable. And pretty much every single car along its lifespan has been refurbished and reconfigured in one way or another. So some of them look like they've been redone in like the last 10 years maybe, others maybe in the last 20 years. But the point is, they take care of it, they maintain it, and then they're able to repurpose it and then re-enter it into service in a new form, or with a new look or new amenities for people to enjoy.
Yes. And by the way, we're staying in the car. Every car has a name, and we're staying in the car called Dawson. Dawson is the name of a couple of cities in Canada. And if you want more particulars, it's car number 8319.
It's Dawson Manor.
Is that what the full name is? Okay. Because the car next to us is called Bayfield. And I think the car beyond that is Cameron. And there's a Cadillac. There's all these different names. Every car has a name.
There's a Chateau something, I think. There's all kinds of little details like that that make it a unique experience and its own thriving community on wheels.
Absolutely. We're passing another Community on Wheels, a freight train. They go on forever. I counted a freight train yesterday. There was 177 cars. We often have to pull over to let them pass by because, as in America, apparently the freight companies own the rails. So we basically operate at their whim. It's really an incredible experience. So, as you said, we've met so many interesting people, having so many good conversations with them. And we all share the love of the rail. We all have our stories to tell about traveling in other places or on this particular trip or what we'd like to do in the future. And you don't get that on planes. I know we said this 100 times, but, you know, I look at the faces of the people as we're sitting down with them or just as they're passing by. And there's this incredible sense of adventure and almost childish wonder that you see in their eyes as they're looking out the window, as they're taking part in this adventure on a train. There is something about trains that brings us out in people. You do not see that expression on airplanes. You don't. We were talking about this before. It's basically just, you know, an old business type of look that is not the same.
No, and I think another attribute of that is the fact that you're in proximity to the terrain. You see communities. You get to really see Canada, in this case, sell itself. It's sharing with you as you go by.
Yes.
The natural environment, the economy, the lifestyles, and things you would call, as this has become a derogatory term, I guess I'll use it, flyover country.
Yeah, yeah.
You're literally flying over things. And here, you're passing through. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you're not actually responsible for driving. There's someone whose job is, and they do quite a job, to control everything so that you can pay attention and take things in. Okay. So it's really an enjoyable experience from that perspective, because you get a brief moment to experience a town that you might otherwise never, ever see, never go to. It wouldn't be in a travel book or on a map. And it's so thrilling in that moment. You want to come back. These places that you pass through, you end up realizing it's become a destination because it's been something that you warmed up to because you got to see it passing by your window, and you say, "Gosh, that looks fun," or "That's an interesting stop. I wish I could explore that little town," or "I wonder what they're doing."
Speaking of seeing amazing things, we see the full moon rising in the east as we're pulling into Winnipeg, and that alone is just such an amazing sight. We're also seeing the city starting to unfold around us. Saw some more via rail cars, and a lot of buildings now are popping up. Before, it was just nothing but farmland and the plains of Canada, kind of similar to what you would see in the U.S. if you went down south a little bit. It just stretched on. Yesterday was mountains. Who knows what it'll be tomorrow? It's just such an amazing experience to be able to just hang out and witness that. So it's we're slowing down a little bit as we pull into the city. We've learned a lot just in the last couple of days. We still have a couple of days ahead of us. But we've learned a lot about rail networks here. So many different places you can go. And there are places we'd like to check out. Like up north, there are a couple of trains. Not nearly enough. Not as many as there used to be. Same thing in the United States. A lot of rail lines have been cut. A lot of service reductions. But the ones that are there are worth exploring. Hopefully there'll be more in the future as well. So we have to figure out how to play around with this train system a little bit more and explore Canada, because this is really the way to see it.
Yeah, it's something I want to get a little bit more familiar with. And I think just like there are a limited amount of the networks here, even though they're new to me, I want more, and I feel the same kind of yearning for that in the U.S. And we've talked about it a lot. and I haven't even yet explored the entire system of the U.S. So it's it really is sort of symbolic how new this is, and how much more there could be given the size and the expanse that these countries represent.
Yes. We're joined by our friend from Austria.
Manfred.
Hi.
Are we saying your name right? Manfred?
Manfred, yeah.
Okay, awesome. He's been sitting across from us in the car that we're in. And we're talking about riding on a Canadian train for the first time.
Yeah, it's very nice here. It's delicious.
Uh-huh. The food is very good.
The food is not bad.
That's
not bad.
For a train?
Uh-huh. It's great. Very much rivals the Amtrak system. I hate to say it, but I think the Canadians are definitely a little bit more polished. The variety and just the service is really exquisite.
How would you compare it to the Austrian train system?
Yeah, it's we have not so traditional trains, not so red row like where in Austria or in Europe. It's more new. It's more faster and faster. People have not so so time to go to work from A to B in small time, so shortly. Yeah.
It's more for just work, for getting to where you need to go.
Yeah.
Not for leisure so much.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a long train ride in Europe?
Oh, no. Short. It's They come in the morning, go in the evening.
Very utilitarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here it's so relaxed.
Hang on, we have some more people coming through.
I'm just going to have to ask you.
Yeah, we're probably going
to
clear out of the way. We are stopping now.
Thank you.
So this is Winnipeg. I take it you've never been to Winnipeg before.
No, the first time.
This is actually our second time, but we didn't really see any of it last time either. And I don't think we'll be seeing very much of it this time.
So they open the door?
They open the door. We're here for about 2 hours, which is an incredibly long time to be here, not moving, but it's part of the experience. You know, you're traveling for 4 days. That's going to happen. We stopped in Edmonton. We stopped at a place called Melville. And I think we're stopping here.
I don't know if he has to move the bags.
I don't think we're here yet.
The door isn't open?
Yes.
And now it's gone.
Sometimes a long process coming into the station.
Arrival time? 2045. Thank you, 2045.
Yeah, are you finished?
Yep.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Have a safe flight home.
Yeah.
Preparing to exit the vehicle now. Our first steps into Winnipeg.
Thank you very much. Thanks for meeting you guys. Have fun.
How long are we here for?
About an hour.
Okay.
We asked the lady at the top of the stairs what time it's recording, and then let you know.
Okay. Cheers.
It's cold in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So the air seems to be breathable here, so we don't need our oxygen masks.
this universe?
Yeah. We were supposed to ask, I guess. What time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And just to be sure,
9 and 10.
That's the right time.
Right now, 8:45.
Great.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
1 hour and 15 minutes to tear up the town. Can we do it? Isn't this crazy? You would never be able to get off a plane and just go into a city while they do whatever they do. We can just go anywhere. We can miss the train if we want to.
No.
Pull our bags and go on to Toronto, but we're going to try not to do that. The other thing that's cool is that we don't have a ticket. They just know us. They just recognize us.
Right. Hopefully they won't challenge us. or at least we can present our names. Maybe they have a list or something.
I'm not wearing a coat, so it's pretty obvious.
Maybe we should ask them or something.
Yeah. I don't have receipts and stuff.
Are you guys in a sleeping car?
Yes.
Do you have a meal ticket?
Oh, I...
That'll work for this time.
Yeah, hang on. I probably do. They gave us... They gave us meal tickets. What did I do with those meal tickets? Oh, wait, does Pop an ID? No? Hang on, I'll figure this out.
Okay.
There they are.
Excellent. So that'll work for this time. Next time, just make sure you take it off. And if you're looking for Wi-Fi, it's at the very front of the station.
Okay, great. Right? Thanks so much.
So 10 p.m.
Is there any place you suggest we wander around if we've never seen this place before?
It's a little chilly outside, okay. But if you're going to walk outside, I will go outside to the left.
Okay. Great. Okay? Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Do you see how easy it is just to get your bearings in a new place? So this is Winnipeg. How would you describe it?
Cold.
It is a little chilly, but I'm not wearing a jacket. Oh, it's a freight train going by right above our heads. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
So, Manfred, lead the way. Show us the city. We're all foreigners here, so. Now remember, we only have an hour and 15 minutes. We can't get lost. We can't get arrested.
We're never lost if we just remember which tracks our train is on.
It's
I don't know how to say this. Passenger train here.
Look, city TV vehicles. City TV is a TV network that we watch.
Local TV.
Yeah, I believe they're a Canadian cable network in different cities, and they have different local variations. I don't know. How's that work?
Something you pretty much described it.
Or is it just one, right?
We have a Canadian dish, so we watch Canadian TV.
Yeah.
No other Americans probably do that, but we're familiar with this network. Now, Winnipeg is best known for getting their hockey team back, the Winnipeg Jets. They managed to convince a team in the United States to transfer to Winnipeg after losing their team many years earlier. And they've sold out every game ever since. They haven't really won very much, but that's not what's important to Canadians and hockey. They just want their team to be home. And even though it's a different team technically, they feel like they got them back.
So we're just walking out of the station. There's a lot of interesting structures. Okay, that is the city TV building of some kind.
Right outside the city TV building.
Hello, Forks TV. Market Road.
We're the only Americans that watch you.
Yes. And that looks like some interesting structure there. Kind of a mix of different architecture. And, wow. Yeah, is it?
Well, it's a lot of...
I don't know, but it looks there.
How would you describe it? It's a lot of glass. Looks like a church tower on top, sort of.
Yeah, it's like pieces of glass folded over. And then sort of a spire coming out the top. Skateboarder?
As a small skateboarder.
Yes.
Looking somewhat menacing.
Yeah. He's staring us down.
Yeah.
We better go before the crew gets here. So, okay, so there's some skyscrapers over there. Small.
That's the real city.
That's kind of the... That's like maybe 12, like, half skyscrapers, but okay.
It's, you know, it's a city.
No, those are real.
Yeah, but there's not many people here. There's two skateboarders.
Yeah, two skateboarders. Kind of a village. Feels like a village on this side. There's another square building with a round thing on top.
I think this way we'll get
left. Okay.
There's more children, so be careful.
It's a lot of young people. Okay. Wow. They're running. That child just ran up to a car.
You say two blocks when we go?
Yep.
But I don't know.
Oh my gosh, go on. Never said it's fun. You guys are sleeping on.
Hey, it's the Manitoba Theater for Young People.
Oh, well, no wonder there's young people around.
MTYP, they call it.
Looks like they're having some kind of reading or presentation in there.
There's a Manitoba building here.
With an I. That looks like an information...
Information about Manitoba, point. Which, of course, is the province that we're in right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes we probably sell ourselves a bit short in this province. If anything, we're extremely humble, but there's a lot of momentum right now. Some great, great things happening, and it's time to share it with the world.
There's so many people working so hard behind the scenes and want people to enjoy our province and share everything we have to offer, which is tons. So we need to capitalize on that momentum and almost step a bit outside our comfort zone and maybe brag a bit about ourselves. So be loud, be proud, it's our time.
Well, if that doesn't fill you with pride for Manitoba, nothing will.
I'm convinced. No, they've got it. Wow. So,
where are we now?
It's the market.
Johnston's Terminal. The market. The Forks Market. And then over here, shops of Johnston's Terminal. That looks like an old building they expanded into a big, bigger... Oh, this is a spaghetti factory. Oh, man. Okay, yeah, it looks a little touristy.
Bunch of chain stores here.
Yeah.
It's nice looking, though, I'll say that.
Maybe there's a pub or something.
That's what I was looking for, actually.
Barbecue.
Well, let's walk around here. Man.
All right. That says it's open. That looks like a gift shop. That's not a pub.
Canada lives for gift shops.
Right.
There's many there.
Yeah, they do.
I never see that.
They don't skimp on the gift shops. You're right. That's an interesting point you raised.
Gift shops and the coffee day. Tim Horton and Starbucks.
Cafe
of Starbucks.
Yes.
I have five meters to go. Starbucks, 10 meters. Tim Horton.
No, matter of fact, have you been to a Tim Hortons?
Just one more.
You went once.
Starbucks, no.
Starbucks, no.
What, not, never?
Never?
You've never been to a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I
was in
Austria
one time.
I admire that so much.
Wow. My jaw is wide open. I really? Cannot believe you've never been to a Starbucks. That is congratulations. I mean.
I went a long time without going to a Starbucks, and I basically picked one at random in the entire world to go to as my first one. It was in California a few years ago. I see a bunch of people up there doing something in the Forks Market.
It says Beachcomb Restaurant. I don't know, guys.
Are they just sitting at a table? Looks like they were part of a show or something.
That could be a private room, and then this looks like a little restaurant, but it could be a little tourist. I don't know.
Well, let's press our faces up against the window again.
If there's
anything we want to go into.
After all, the people at the station did sort of direct us to go out this way, so maybe they think this is what we're after.
Many donuts here. That's what I see so far.
It's the Macron.
Looks a little closed.
That's a place called Beachcomber.
It's tourist friendly.
Dinner the Beachcombers was the name of a very popular Canadian TV show. I know that from watching Canadian TV.
Interesting. So this is a little like indoor mall. It's neat. I like that they've sort of revamped the old buildings with some modern stuff, but it's a little gimmicky.
And the mini donut place is closed.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like a lot of this is under construction or renovation.
Or destruction.
Yeah. They got the obligatory frozen yogurt.
They got a sign for washrooms. Not bathrooms. They're called washrooms in Canada.
Yeah.
Don't make the same mistake I did.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's... The abbreviation is WC, not WR.
True.
I mean, they'll say washroom, but if you see an abbreviation, it'll be WC, which is a British term. And Americans will just say bathroom. Like a sheep.
Okay,
like
but Europeans say toilet, right?
Toilet, that's true.
Do you have the toilet?
WC.
Yeah, WC, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, we've explored this entire mall. So
all right, yeah, we're passing the closed pancake house just in time. But
now we'll be looking for a beer house.
Yeah, we need, I think, to sort of reset.
You know where there's probably a beer house is in the train station that we just left.
You want to do that?
Well, I just think that's probably where they would put it.
That's probably a safe bet, yeah.
What's this place here?
That's as Manfred pointed out, a gift shop. Well, that's a outdoor.
It says A inside a maple.
A? Wow. A. No, that's A. Not a New York. Hey, no.
And a bear.
Wine merchants.
And a bear.
Nope. All right. Why would they have sent us this way? They said everything was closed, and then they said, I mean, there's one restaurant
left.
Open. It's a Thursday, though. So downtown, I mean, you'd have food, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've had this conversation so many times in so many cities.
Maybe she said that because it's too far. Like, we don't look like we can walk or something. Or it's so cold. Maybe that's what it was, because it was so cold.
Yeah, that's it.
Busk stop.
Okay, what's a busk? I can't even say it. A busk stop.
Well, and this is weird, because someone was telling us about a busker's convention. But buskers... Justin Bieber was a busker. I can't believe I said that. He's not anymore. Well, maybe he is. He's a glorified one. Anyway, buskers are people who perform outside, and this is an official busking location. But there's rules. The buskers cannot amplify.
Okay.
So no PA, inside or out. Busking is the background music for the Forks, not the headliner. So you're just sort of the soundtrack. You're not the main event. Limit your performances 30 minutes. You can visit this stop twice each day. Okay, so you can only come here for an hour a day, whatever time slots you choose or can do.
No longer than 30 minutes, though.
You must have a busk pass.
A busk pass?
Wow. Yeah, that's like getting a homeless card or something. I don't know. And be professional. That's kind of a vague... People have a lot of definitions of professional.
Okay, I've got a couple of problems here. First of all, they have busk rules for buskers and then for visitors. For some reason, for visitors has a colon and for buskers doesn't, but I'm going to let that slide. Visitors have a rule that they must enjoy the performance. I have to enjoy the performance? That's a rule?
That's very Canadian.
I have to clap loudly? That's another rule? And I have to show my appreciation? Three rules, and I don't agree with any of those rules.
Whoa. That last one? Yeah. What do you think that's about?
Showing my appreciation.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Dropping some coins.
Yeah. I think that's what they mean. They mean show it. Show it or keep moving.
let's keep moving.
Okay, let's keep moving.
These are a couple of train cars.
Wow, look at this. There's a little bike station here too. Wow, this is cool. This is a bike stand. And there's tools.
Well, don't break it.
Bicycle tools and an outdoor bike pump. That's great.
Wow, free air.
We don't have that kind of stuff. That's really cool. That's very European. That's like something you'd see in Holland or something, you know?
Is that like something you'd see in Austria?
No.
No.
Oh.
I've never seen it. It's like industrial bike pump. That's cool. All right. Anyway. Yeah, so we got some caboose. What are these?
This caboose was donated in 1992.
92, you say?
Dedicated to the thousands of Canadian National train crews, CN train crews, who traveled on the CN main line through Winnipeg and the East Yard that is now the Forks. This mall, in other words, used to be a train yard.
You know what I've noticed? They really, really have a respect for their trains. Like, we don't have that. You know, Amtrak's kind of like the abused, I don't know, the abused hamster that the kids, the third graders can't take care of, and then, you know, mom and dad have to finally disappear it somehow or something. I think the Canadians just have this unbelievable respect for the history where their trains, whether it was building a line, tearing up a line, some founder, some leader of a rail company, they're just
trains
so
building the land.
Yeah, they have a reverence.
Can you put the fife and drum down for a second?
Oh,
someone
sorry.
Left a slush puppy on top of this train car, and I think that's disrespect. I'm appalled.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I might have been reading a little too much into it. But I have noticed a lot of plaques. And they do tend to take their old rolling stock, put it out, turn it into something, show it off. It's cool.
It is a ball.
But you're right, Manfred. It is what built Canada. I mean, it's such a big country, and it was critical. And you see that on the route. You know, it's pretty obvious that without the trains, a lot of those remote places just would suffer or wouldn't have been developed at all.
Now, is this a bar? I see two Canadian Pacific train cars right here. That looks like it could be a bar.
It's not very lively.
No, it's not very lively.
Sugar Mountain. Wow.
Well, that was a Neil Young song. I don't know if that helps.
70s and the 80s. I don't know, that is a candy store, but it's close.
How much candy can you possibly eat? Everything's a candy store around here.
Light is on.
Oh. All video games inside a train car. How cool is that?
Wow. That is it's small.
Tim and Rick's Custom Arcades and Pinballs.
Oh, they got the little side business. Okay, well.
Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. Not bad.
This is interesting because it's a different train company. It's called the Temiskaming and Northern Ontario. So this is a really old train company. I'm going to take a picture of this so we can ask Tom, the train buff, later on what that's all about.
Yeah, he might know about the route and stuff.
He might know about it. He'll have it ingrained in his memory.
You know, that's a good point. Why would I doubt him like that? Yeah, that was almost an insult. I mean, Tom has really shown us the history and just how much there is, and there's a freight train. Wow.
I hadn't thought of this, but there's a whole other side of the tracks where there's other things.
Oh, you just realized that.
I just realized that, yeah. There's traffic over here and traffic lights.
You realize she sent us to the candy store, the arcade, and the information center.
Yeah, her family probably owns those places.
Okay, so now we're in Winnipeg.
Okay, here we are. This is Winnipeg.
The real Winnipeg. The old place.
See the Northwest Company, whatever that is.
Yeah. A lot of, I would say condos. That's very Victorian. That building right there is very square.
I'll bet that's a hotel.
Yeah, it's probably a hotel. It's got a huge, well, it's got a sky bridge. Could be a hospital.
And if that's a hospital, don't ever take me there.
Yeah, well, maybe like mental hospital.
It's like Dracula Hospital.
Yeah. That looks like a big condo. That could be a hotel with the round. Oh, wow. This wind is bad. That could be a hotel with the round thing. More condos. These have logos. These have logos on the top. Those are definitely office buildings.
That correspond to the logos.
Yeah. Wawanessa. Wawanessa.
Say it fast.
Wawanessa.
There you go.
What's that? VJ's Drive-In. Oh, that looks like a burger shack.
There's a Rico. I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah,
there's an Asinine Bon. What the? Asinine
Bon.
I can't say that word.
A credit union. Okay. And then Artis, whatever that is. And MTS. Okay. So this is like in front of a train station.
But I think you're right.
On a big street in front of a train station.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty busy.
Take pride, Winnipeg, is what the signs say on the garbage cans.
As in, don't litter. Take pride.
Oh, okay. That's what it means.
Take pride and put your trash in the right place.
I thought people were feeling ashamed of their town or something.
No. All right. So should we look for a pint?
Okay. Where we go?
Well, should we?
I have a smartphone, but it's not smart enough to tell us where the nearest pint is, I don't think.
Train station or...
We can step inside for a moment.
Let's step inside and warm up a little, yeah.
See ya.
Yes.
You know, this is get another Union Station. Every train station we go to seems to be named Union Station.
Wow. Gare Union Station. Wow. So there's not a lot in here. Wow. I'm standing right under the dome in the top of this station. That's something else.
Did you look up? Here, show our listeners.
Oh, yeah, I'll show them.
That is incredible.
If you can see, that's a white dome on the top. I guess we'll take a picture, but... Wow.
The picture didn't do it justice.
No. But, yeah, this is, it's nice. They did a nice house. Very clean in here, very, very much remodeled, so, but still, no beer, so.
Well, we haven't really looked that much,
okay. I don't know, I have a feeling that maybe there isn't much in the way here. We might have to do some research. Well, this is where they said the wireless was.
If getting wireless is all that matters, yes, no. This is the place to be.
No, I don't think so. I am warming up, though. I feel like I'm getting warmer. Are you able to search for anything, or... E, do you have a way to...
On my phone, you mean?
Or should we just ask the people?
Well, yeah, ask information people. That's like old-fashioned wireless.
Okay. Well, it is, because you speak...
You don't need wires, then they answer sometimes.
That is wireless. Okay. This guy looks friendly. I'm gonna look casual.
Oh, that's cool.
Is there a place around here we can get a beer?
Quick beer.
A quicker.
Go check out Johnny G's across the road.
How across the road is that?
You'll see a little hamburger shack just over here. It's right next door.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you.
There's Earl's, I think, just over here. All right. This side of the building, there's a restaurant.
We might have a lounge. Okay. That's two possibilities, then.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How much time do we have? It's,
Yeah, check the time.
So
we have 45
minutes.
45 minutes, yes.
Okay. That's enough.
That's enough to get a beer.
Yeah.
Maybe get two beers.
Maybe.
But not three.
No.
No.
Definitely not four.
Nothing good happens after that. I mean,
how long we walk to Toronto?
How long have we walked to Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have to walk to Toronto. I have a thumb. I can get there on my thumb.
It's like 1,000 miles, right? Like, when we were in Jasper, it said 1,400 to Toronto. And we probably did maybe 500, 700, I don't know.
I feel like we've done 500.
So maybe it's another six. I don't know. I'm bad at math. Yeah, too long to walk.
Well, the good news is we're on our way to a beer.
Yeah, that was helpful. Okay. That was a good idea.
Well, he was the information guy. He asked me.
Well, he had a souvenir desk behind him. Again, with the souvenirs. Yeah. I mean, you notice this, Manfred. It's serious. They don't play around. Okay. Okay, I see Johnny G.
Which one are we going to?
Does that look bigger? Or
I don't know. It's,
the first one he mentioned was Johnny.
That's the one across the street, right?
Yeah.
Well, I say let's cross.
Stand outside, huh?
Let's cross a Winnipeg street. We haven't done that yet.
Well, we'll cross. We'll look at it. If not, we're at the same side as the station, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll go see it, and then if it's bad, we'll come back?
Yes. I want to have a bunch of experience here. I want to press the walk button for the Winnipeg street and then cross it.
Yeah.
Not pressing it. That's the sound that tells you don't cross. You see, across the street, there's actually an entrance to Union Station. We don't have to cross the street again.
Oh, it goes under the road.
I think so.
Okay, we should try that.
That bird means that you can cross the street.
What if there's
a bird that shows up, right? Oh, we have 28 seconds. We don't have to race.
Oh. It's not about the light, E. I think it's about the beer at this point.
Okay, this clearly is not a tunnel. It's just a bus stop that says Union Station.
Okay, never mind. No tunnel.
This is the most I've done in Winnipeg ever.
Ever. There's some... Isn't there a college or a university here of some kind? Or I feel like I had a professor tell me that they were from Winnipeg or they didn't. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Didn't honestly, learn much from this professor, did
no,
you?
No, no, it was the wrong kind of professor. Good town, though. It's fairly lively. Not a lot of people out. Probably because it's cold.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Before we go into this place, do we have cash?
I have cash.
Okay, good. You're fine.
Oh, I see how that goes.
Walked right into my trap.
Should I take this contraption off? Are there people?
It doesn't matter if there are people. The beer is what we are after.
We're the people. Okay. Yeah.
Well, to put a long story short, we got the beer in Winnipeg, and we had a great time. We hung out at the bar for about a half hour and made our way back to the train in plenty of time. Actually, the train went ahead a little bit and stopped for even longer, but wasn't taking passengers, so it's a good thing we got back when we did. But it was really cool to walk around in Winnipeg for that period of time with our new friend Manfred, and the rest of the trip, I think, was equally as cool.
Yeah, we spent some time in the observation car. It seems like a nightly thing. A lot of people will go up in the observation bubble there and just watch a little bit before going to bed. So we did a little of that and enjoyed the rest of the service and scenery on the Canadian.
Yeah, it seemed that as the nights went on, we spent more and more time in that dome car. There were actually three, maybe four dome cars in the whole train, but this one was special because it was the very last car. It was a renovated car, and you could just see out the back because there was nothing in back of you. And as the days went by, we seemed to stay in there longer and longer, later at night. And the last night, in fact, we were the only two people up there, which was awesome because the full moon was rising in front of us. Jupiter was out, Mars and Saturn were coming out, and you could just see the darkness of Canada surrounding us. You could see freight trains occasionally passing by and other bits of scenery. It was one of the most magical times I can ever remember.
Yeah, yeah, and really a nice end to it. I'm glad we got a last glimpse and spent our last night on the train. And actually, it was not quite over. We had to take some more rail, but it was refreshing to at least be off the train after such a long, continuous journey on one train.
Sure. In fact, you can hear tickets being scanned right now on the train that we're on at the moment. Yeah, we're on another train. Right now we're on the train from Toronto to Montreal because, well, we spent a little bit of time with some friends, and now we're moving on to Montreal. And we're going to stop there for a little while and then take another train probably. But I guess that was the second half of the trip that began after the bar, because we had a new crew that came on at Winnipeg and stayed on until Toronto. And they were nice, too. We had lots of fun with them, and they treated us very well. Of all the train trips I've taken, and I've taken cross-country trips, as have you, on Amtrak many times.
Yes.
Well, I guess many times compared to most people, a handful of times. I've taken the Trans-Siberian Rail. I've taken countless European trips. This was the classiest, the most comfortable, the most positive experience overall on the Canadian, which is the train that goes from Vancouver to Toronto and back. I understand in the summertime they add about 10 or 12 more cars to it. It was already incredibly long. I think it was 14 cars, not counting the locomotives. But imagine adding another 10 to that. I'd really like to experience that as well.
Right, right. Yes, the peak season. It was a good time to go. I'm glad we did it when we did it, and you know, I'd do it again, and I'd recommend it. I would suggest it to people that are interested in that kind of thing. And it really is timeless. It takes you back a little, but with all the modernization, it also feels really modern and is quite plush by most standards.
Plush is definitely a word for it, and the characters that you meet on board those things, they are simply priceless. There's no other word for them. People who know so much about trains and history, and they're just so pleasant to be around. They're not annoying people. You might think that people who are just obsessed with trains are annoying, but these people were not. It was like talking to your grandfather, and
sure.
It was just such a cool experience to learn whatever it is you wanted to learn about something and just converse. And it's when you're on a train for 4 nights, you get that opportunity. On Amtrak, you can only go as far as Chicago from New York. You can only go as far as Chicago from L.A. So you can't really traverse the entire country. And that magic is no longer possible. And let's say they make some new route that will go completely all the way through. You build those relationships. We have new friends now that we'll be communicating with and sharing information with. And I think that's something that we could not have gotten any other way.
Absolutely, yeah. People are really eager to share what they know and learn a little bit about you. Definitely, I think, as I've said, we learn to be a bit open, and it's kind of like going back to summer camp or something as far as breaking the ice and making friends. But you get good at it. You get good at listening to other people and learning about them, and also sharing a little bit about yourself. And how you ended up on this incredible method of travel.
Yeah, and, you know, as I've mentioned many times, I'm not a very social person. I never speak to the person next to me on an airplane unless they start something. but what happens on these trains is you're sitting down 3 times a day, unless you sleep through breakfast, for meals. And if you're 2 people like we are, you sit opposite 2 other people. If you're 1 person, you sit with 3 other people. And it's impossible not to have a conversation. In fact, we met a guy who got on at one of the stops who had trouble doing that, had trouble communicating, but got better at it as the trip went on. In fact, he was talking to us more and more. And it was just really cool to see that social ability develop. You learn so much about the countryside, about people's backgrounds and history. We talked to a couple from Iowa. We talked to our new friend Tom from New Jersey. We talked to a guy from Toronto who was another train buff. We met our friend from Austria. We met a guy from Sweden.
A couple from Australia.
That's right. So many people. So many really cool people, all enthused by train travel. And that in itself makes it worthwhile. So I would totally recommend doing the cross Canada trip if you ever get the chance, and you should try to get the chance.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're on a different via rail. We're on the train, like as I said, from Toronto to Montreal. Very different, but
yes.
still, when you compare it to the States, so much room. I was able to put my bags overhead in a compartment that closed and have plenty of room and not block the aisle for everybody. They have all kinds of wine and food that they're serving to people. It's much more comfortable and much more spacious, and I think I like this train company a lot better.
Yeah, it is funny. I think in other regional systems there'd be a bit more confusion, even if you did have assigned seating, but it seemed very fluid. We went to the right car, we do have assigned seats, and we're in them. There was no mismatch or anything that we had to contend with, and plenty of space to put extra bags up front. No sort of overbearing policies or shaming for having brought what we did and the like. So we really had fun.
Yeah. Well, this has been a blast, and we continue now to Montreal, and then hopefully back to our home territory. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
For Off the Wall, it's Emmanuel.
And Kyle.
Have a good night.
Bye.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run. Then the wild, majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel. When the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day. And many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. shore to the western strand. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We're gonna lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskeg and into the rain, up the St. Lawrence, all we do get paid, swinging our hammers and drawing our pay, laying them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. All the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run. When the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun, long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many are the dead men too silent to be real.
Portions of today's programming on WUSB were made possible by the Cinema Arts Center, 423 Park Avenue in Huntington. The Cinema Arts Center features independent, foreign, cult, and selected mainstream films. For information, their telephone number is 631-423-FILM. That's 631-423-3456. We'll be right back.
Yeah, kids, this is Finn. This is Finn's Revolution. It's about 7:02 in the p.m. this Tuesday night right here on WUSB. Stony Brook, in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to the founder of hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc. I'm going to give away some tickets for his performance this Friday in Huntington, so stay tuned for that, plus the music of the late, great Prince. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
just a few moments from now, legendary hip-hop founder DJ Kool Herc on the air with us. Stay tuned.
That's one thing I don't play the dodge cop, but you pick for you anyway. You're just a simpleton, I'll punch you like a pimple. Son, the stars you brought me for. I figure like the ship beside adventure, you bump a ditches to be kind. Sure, there might be more coming from your mouth than manure. So with the bow on his brain, I say, hey, you must become a prince before you're king anyway.
Do that, somebody.
It's time I get ignorant. That beat the beat that I'm rocking, yo, so could get a hit. And put your thinking cap on, you've been forewarned. I call upon the inner force I've got blowing in my cauldron. That means my nuggets are tied and rugged. The style I possess, we have the other brothers bugging. And this is for those who oppose the proposal or expose, disclose, pose a threat to my brother. Like any other man making a stand, I'll be damned if I let you play this hand. I'm the blackjack dealer and the cards are stacked. What do you expect to win when you're used to playing craps? Skin trigger, I mean it's a sticky situation to resurrect a groove with feeling and give it this much affection. Past it flows, who knows what lurks in the gallows of my mind. I put my foot in the ass of Jim Crow. 12 inches of non-stop soul, I'm on a regular P. It's time for the show. So do that somebody. Wave your hands in the air, this is a motherfucking party. While you're laying back, I'm on the attack. Patty whack, give yourself a bone. This is my house and I'm prone to land some chrome upside some motherfucker's dome. And I'm out.
We're hearing a little of Prince in the background here. My name is Prince. Yeah, and of course, the late great one. And we're also lucky enough right now to have DJ Kool Herc, the founder of hip hop. And he's got a gig coming up this Friday night at over at the Cinema Arts Center called the Cult Cafe in Huntington. And we're going to chat a little about that. Herc, man, thanks for joining us again on WUSB Stony Brook on Finn's Revolution.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
It's always great to talk to you, as and we have done some extended chats before.
Right.
And we have some pals in common, including Warrington and Cindy and all these guys. And
yes.
Absolutely, man, and it's great to talk to you as always. Just so people are up to speed, you know, a little bit of history, just quickly. Let's talk about how things changed. Let's say in